Hello, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. We just like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion and be brief? Now, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
I'm going, absolutely.
So certain to vote? So I record that as your answer? Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
54.
Thank you, ma'am, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, what racial or ethnic group best describes you? White Caucasian?
African-American.
Okay, thank you. And can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress, and other offices on the scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. What number?
10, extremely motivated to vote.
Thank you. And I'm going to read you real quick a list of elected officials. After reading each one, can you please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job, okay? Joe Biden as a president, approve or disapprove?
I don't know.
Okay. How should I record your answer? Somewhat disapproved, somewhat approved. Those are the middle ones.
Oh. Somewhat approved.
Thank you. And how about Donald Trump as a former president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Are you talking about Trump?
Yes, their former president, as a former president. Approved of the job he did or you didn't?
I didn't approve of the job he did.
Okay, so do you strongly disapprove of what he did or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. How about Sherrod Brown as a senator? Approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or strongly disapprove?
Well, now that's different because you're talking about the job he did versus his view. I would say I didn't really see anything. I would say somewhat approve of the job he did, but
okay.
Some of the views that he is saying that he has, I don't agree with.
I understood. But how about the last one I just mentioned, Sherrod Brown?
Sherrod Brown, that's who I was talking about.
So somewhat approve? Okay, thank you. So how about Marcy Kaptur as a congresswoman?
Oh, I like Marcy Kaptur.
So strongly approve?
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, can you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression? And if you have not heard of the person or institution or are familiar with them, just let me know, okay? Here's the first one.
But I didn't know this was going to last a long time.
I'll speed it up, man.
How many people do you want me to tell you about?
Joe Biden, favorable or unfavorable? What's your opinion?
I already talked about him.
Yeah, but we talk about the job he's doing. Now, your opinion, is it favorable or unfavorable overall, general?
On what?
On general.
It's the same. It's
okay.
The same.
Somewhat favorable. How about Marcy Kaptur? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very? Very
Sorry,
favorable?
Sir. Ask the lady at the thing. Do 11:55.
Take your time.
I understand. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Now, who's the other person?
Marcy Kaptur. Do you have a very favorable opinion on her? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or never heard of it?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay, how about Republicans in Congress in general? What's your opinion of them? Very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. How about Derek Merritt? Do you recognize the name?
That one I don't, but I've seen his name before. What does he do?
Okay, I'm required to read verbatim, and that's all I have written in order not to influence your opinion. But we're going to discuss that as we move right along. If you don't recognize the name, that's okay. We can move right along. How about First Energy, that institution, First Energy? Do you have a favorable opinion or unfavorable opinion of that institution?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat unfavorable, because I have to keep picking plans.
I understand.
We need to figure it out.
How about Democrats in Congress in general? What's your opinion of them? Very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Or favorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Woo! My voting is more based on the people.
Okay.
I don't know how to answer that.
No, I understand that. But you lean towards the Democratic Party or the Republican Party? Do you lean towards any of them?
Yeah, I lean towards Democrat, but
okay.
It's only because I wouldn't say I'm a Democrat.
No, and I understand that. It's very smart. It depends on their agenda.
I lean towards Democrat.
Understood. Now, if the election for president were held today, from who would you vote? The Democrat Joe Biden, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Do you lean towards the Democrats, to the independent, or the Republicans?
I know that the independent vote would probably hurt either side, the Democratic side. I don't know. I don't know.
We can move right along, no problem, okay? You don't lean towards any of them? No problem. Now, if the election for president were held today.
I know it ain't going to be, it wouldn't be for Trump. That's the only thing I know is I'm not going to put Trump.
Okay. Now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were the only Democrat, Joe Biden, and Republican, Donald Trump, who would you vote? Let's say those are the only two candidates.
It would be Joe Biden.
Okay.
If those are the only two, they need to do better. We need to have better choices. So,
we have more choices.
Let's leave it at that.
No, and believe me, that's what they do in this poll because a lot of people think that way. But if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were the Democrat, Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
I would vote Democrat.
For Sherrod Brown, okay.
Yes.
And if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Mary?
Marcy
Kaptur. Is there a chance that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt, or would you say there is no chance that you will consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt?
There's no chance. They often don't make sense to me, so no.
Thank you, ma'am. Real quick, I'm going to read you some statements that some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. And remember,
I have to answer my phone.
Okay, answer your phone. I'll wait.
My mom is calling me.
I can wait on the line. Okay. I wait on the line if you allow me to.
Hello, Mom.